RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news commentary. Today in history, focus, highlight, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and
Let's Speak Bahasa.
To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo to meet with 150 top businessmen. Egypt wants to boost trade with Indonesia. Financing gap hampers infrastructure development, National Development Planning Minister says. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo visits Singapore for 2 days on July 28th to 29, scheduled to meet with President Tony Keng Yam and Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong. State Secretary Pratikno said that the President is to have presidential visit and a meeting with businessmen forum as organized by Singapore. The main theme of Jokowi's visit to Singapore this time is to help advance bilateral economy. In 2014, total trade of Indonesia-Singapore reached $41.99 billion, the second highest gross after China. In terms of investment, Singapore is the first in Indonesia within the last 5 years, with a total investment last year reaching $5.8 billion in 2,056 projects. Singapore tourists were also one of the highest in number, with a total of 1,519,223 people in 2014. Moreover, the visit will also discuss ASEAN issues. For Indonesia, ASEAN Community 2015 needs to provide direct benefit for ASEAN community, including toward migrant workers. Indonesia is currently working on legally binding instrument for ASEAN migrant worker protection. Egypt continues its effort to expand cooperation in various fields with Indonesia. It was said by the Egyptian ambassador to Indonesia, Baha Desoki, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Monday. According to Desoki, in economic sector, Egypt wants to boost economic sector. Egypt wants to boost trade target with Indonesia from the current $1.25 billion to $3 billion or $4 billion in the next 5 years. To achieve these targets, Ambassador Desoki said, Egyptian government continues to encourage the private sector to take advantage of existing opportunities. In addition, Desoki said, the Egyptian government has established the Indonesian-Egyptian Business Council. According to him, the Egyptian government is waiting for the formation of Indonesian-Egyptian Business Council from the Indonesian side.
We are working together to enhance our relations. Well, actually, we are trying to encourage, as I told you, the private sector. The private sector should has and should play a big role in this matter. Now, in Egypt, we have formed the new, Businessmen Council, the Indonesian-Egyptian Businessmen Council. We have our Minister of Trade, he already formed the Egyptian side from this council, headed by businessman Sharif El-Gabali. And we are waiting now to for our brothers in Indonesia to form the Indonesian side in this business council.
According to Desauki, soon after the establishment of the Indonesian-Egyptian Business Council of the Indonesian side, members of the Indonesian-Egyptian Business Council of both parties will have a meeting to seek forms of cooperation to increase trade between the two countries. In relation with investment, Desauki said today's Egyptian investment in Indonesia is not significant due to the condition of the country that had just been revolutionized. Meanwhile, Egyptian government wants to establish Egyptian cultural center in Indonesia in order to increase relationships in social and culture. This was stated by Egyptian ambassador to Indonesia Bahar Desauki to RRI World Service in Jakarta on Monday. Ambassador Desauki added, "The establishment of cultural center in Indonesia is aimed to provide knowledges both about Egypt or Arabic language for Indonesian people.
We want, as you know, that in Egypt now you have an Indonesian school. It serves all the Indonesian communities which they are living in Egypt, their children and their families. From our side, we are trying, but I know that now it is a little bit difficult, but we are trying anyhow to have an Egyptian school here also, or to have a kind of culture center which could serve our brothers here in to give them some knowledge about Egypt. About Arabic language also, to teach Arabic language." And
meanwhile, in energy sector, Ambassador Bahar Desauki stated, "The cooperation of Egypt and Indonesia in the field of energy is great importance since Egypt or Indonesia need energy, especially for industry." According to Bahar Desauki, his country wants to engage cooperation with Indonesia in energy field because Indonesia has a good experience in the field of energy, particularly coal energy. National Development Planning Minister Andrinov Caniago has said that a financing gap is among challenges the Indonesian government is facing to provide adequate infrastructure. Andrinov said that to work on various infrastructure projects, the government needed around $450 billion, and not all of those funding needs could be covered by the state budget. The minister further said, however, that the Indonesian government was optimistic that it would be able to attract a number of partners to cooperate in resolving the existing problem, namely the gap between the state budget and the funds needed for infrastructure projects in the country. Indonesia had a total population of more than 250 million people, making it one of the biggest markets in the world. It was also blessed with abundant natural resources, including mining and maritime resources. The head of the National Development Planning Agency, Bappenas, further said that in the next 5 years, the government would focus its development toward a number of fields such as the maritime, tourism, and energy sectors. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro said that the rupiah exchange rate against the US dollar could remain in a safe position despite ongoing external pressures related to the US Federal Reserve's Fed policy normalization plan. The minister said, as quoted by Antara News Agency on Tuesday, that the most important thing is rupiah should not be either too undervalued or overvalued. Bambang said that the current global trend of dollar strengthening was caused by circulating signals that the Fed's fund rate adjustment might occur ahead of the end of this year. Currently, investors were anticipating such a possibility. The minister further said that although currencies in developing countries tended to weaken against the US dollar, the rupiah exchange rate remained competitive against other currencies such as the euro and the Australian dollar. All currencies are affected by pressures from the appreciation of the US dollar, following the presence of signals that the Fed fund rate will increase before the end of this year. Forest fires and haze disaster are one of the main agenda that was discussed in the meeting held by the Environment and Forestry Ministry and Environment Ministries from several ASEAN members. The meeting, titled Technical Working Group Ministerial Steering Committee on Transboundary Haze Pollution, was attended by Environment Ministers from Indonesia, Brunei Darussalam, Malaysia, Singapore, and Thailand. Forest fires and haze pollution are predicted to keep occurring this year, even though they will be less intense than the previous years. The ministry recorded that throughout 2015, the number of hotspots in Riau reached 1,166, decreased by 69% compared to last year. In ASEAN, the governments of each country have made some effort to prevent forest fires that cause air pollution. Some of the steps taken are strengthening the capacity of firefighters, conducting fire control, and peat moss management and rehabilitation. The five countries involved in the meeting plan to establish the ASEAN Coordinating Center on Transboundary Haze Pollution Control. The last item, Jakarta Composite Index JCI at the Indonesian Stock Exchange IDX went down by 23.94 points at the start of Tuesday's trading session, reflective of the trend observed across the global share market. The head of research for NH Korindo Securities Indonesia, Reza Priyambada in Jakarta on Tuesday, said that the JCI is experiencing a downtrend along with others across Asia, which is primarily driven by the downtrend observed in the Chinese and US share market as well as across Europe. Meanwhile, an analyst for Mandiri Sekuritas, Fat Aliansyah Budiman, said that JCI's recent movement has finally saw it dip below the market's psychological threshold previously set at 4,800 points. This might mean that the JCI may indeed enter a continued depreciation in the longer run. The index is expected to hover somewhere around the 4,600 points mark. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo to meet with 150 top businessmen. Egypt wants to boost trade with Indonesia. Financing gap hampers infrastructure development, National Development Planning Minister. That was the news.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary, and today's commentary is on Indonesia-European Union towards free trade agreement. Indonesia will discuss plans for a free trade agreement with the European Union in September 2015 in Bali. Director General of Resilience and Development of the International Industrial Access, Ahmad Sigit Dwi Wahyono, recently said some officials of the Ministry of Industry and Ministry of Commerce will hold a meeting early in September in Bali. The agenda, among others, is to discuss the scope and reciprocity between Indonesia and countries in Europe if the free trade deal will be done. So far, the European Union has implemented free trade agreements with some ASEAN countries, such as Thailand and Singapore. It was proved that the value of trade between the two countries and the European Union is increasing and higher than the trade value obtained by Indonesia. Singapore's trade value with the European Union countries has reached 52 billion euros and Thailand 40 billion euros, while Indonesia is still far below other countries in ASEAN with only about 30 billion euros. Soon, Indonesia's neighboring countries such as Malaysia and Vietnam are going to sign a free trade agreement with the European Union. Malaysia to date has entered the eighth year in the discussion on the agreement. Although Indonesia has just begun the first step of discussion, at least this is a form of government quick move to secure export markets in Europe. The European Union is currently the largest export market and second largest investor in Indonesia. In addition, the European Union is the largest trading partner, giving a trade surplus for Indonesia. If Indonesia does not move quickly, the Indonesian products in the European Union market will certainly lose in competition with similar products from other ASEAN countries. Indeed, many parties have reminded that the free trade agreement with European Union should be discussed and studied carefully. so as not to let the impact of the ASEAN-China Free Trade Agreement that struck Indonesia repeated. Concerns about the negative impact of free trade agreements need to be underlined in the discussion stages, although there is always a gain or loss in any free trade agreement with any country, at least Indonesia should not lose instead of gain. Related to the impact of the free trade, perhaps the European Union cannot be compared to China. The ASEAN-China free trade has made the value of trade between Indonesia and China deficit on the Indonesian side. This is because Indonesia and China have a lot of common product. Not so with the European Union. What happens with China is believed not going to happen with the European Union because Indonesia and the European Union do not have many of the same products. Well, that was commentary today on Indonesia-European Union towards Free Trade Agreement. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. The first event is World Hepatitis Day, observed on July 28th every year and was decided in 2010. It aims to raise global awareness of hepatitis, a group of infectious diseases known as hepatitis A, B, C, D, and E, and encourage prevention, diagnosis, and treatment. Hepatitis affects hundreds of million people worldwide, causing acute and chronic disease and killing close to 1.4 million people every year. Following the adoption of a resolution during the 63rd World Health Assembly in May 2010, World Hepatitis Day was given global endorsement as the primary focus for national and international awareness-raising efforts, and the date was changed to July 28th in honor of Nobel laureate Baruch Samuel Blumberg, discoverer of the hepatitis B virus, who celebrates his birthday on that day. Let's move now to 1976. The Tangshan earthquake, measuring between 7.8 and 8.2 moment magnitude, flattened Tangshan in the People's Republic of China, killing 242,769 people and injuring 164,851 people. The Tangshan earthquake, also known as the Great Tangshan earthquake, was a natural disaster that occurred on Wednesday, July 28, 1976. It is believed to be the largest earthquake of the 20th century by that toll. The epicenter of the earthquake was near Tangshan in Hebei, People's Republic of China, an industrial city with approximately 1 million inhabitants. The number of deaths reported by the Chinese government was 655,000. A further 164,000 people were recorded as being severely injured. Now let's move back a little far to 1914, World War I begins. Austria-Hungary declares war on Serbia after Serbia rejects the condition of an ultimatum sent by Austria on July 23rd following the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand. World War I was a global war centered in Europe that began on July 28, 1914 and lasted until November 11, 1918. It was one of the deadliest conflicts in history, paving the way for major political changes, including revolutions in many of the nations involved. The war drew in all the world's economic great powers assembled in two opposing alliances, the Allies based on the Triple Entente of the United Kingdom, France and the Russian Empire, and the Central Powers of Germany and Austria-Hungary. The trigger for war was the 28 June 1914 assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand in Austria, heir to the throne of Austria-Hungary by Yugoslav nationalist Gavrilo Princip in Sarajevo. This set off a diplomatic crisis when Austria-Hungary delivered an ultimatum to the Kingdom of Serbia, and entangled international alliances formed over the previous decades were invoked. On July 28, the Austro-Hungarian declared war on Serbia and subsequently invaded. As Russia mobilized in support of Serbia, Germany invaded neutral Belgium and Luxembourg before moving towards France, leading Britain to declare war on Germany. In November 1914, the Ottoman Empire joined the Central Powers, opening fronts in the Caucasus, Mesopotamia, and the Sinai. Italy joined the Allies in 1915, and Bulgaria joined the Central Powers in the same year, while Romania joined the Allies in 1916, and the United States joined the Allies in 1917. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. For today's edition, it's on strengthening bilateral cooperation between Indonesia and China. Please stay tuned in www.voi.co.id. Indonesia's relations with the People's Republic of China, which has been going on for 65 years, has been very good and developed in various fields. Chairman of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Setia Novanto, while receiving Chairman of the National Committee of the Chinese People's Consultative Conference, Yu Chengsheng, at the Parliament Building in Jakarta on Monday, stressed that no doubt China is a strategic partner for Indonesia. Novanto hopes the comprehensive strategic partnership would be strengthened and followed up through the realization of the five-year plan of action for China-Indonesia comprehensive strategic partnerships, which includes more extensive and concrete cooperation programs in various fields. Meanwhile, in trade and investment, China is the largest trading partner of Indonesia. The Parliament welcomes the agreement between the two countries targeting bilateral trade volume to $80 billion in 2015 from $48.23 billion previously. It also hopes China to open greater access to Indonesia's superior products. Novanto further said that the value of Chinese investment in 2014 amounted to $800 million for 501 projects. With the development of Indonesian potentials, the House of Representatives hopes China can increase its investment in Indonesia, particularly in the energy sector and infrastructure. Earlier, Chairman of the National Committee of the Chinese People's Consultative Conference, Yu Chengsheng, in his meeting with the Chairman of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly, Zulkifli Hasan, said that the Chinese government has encouraged Chinese businessmen to invest in Indonesia. According to Yu Chengsheng, if Indonesia is well developed, it would also be beneficial to China. He admitted that Indonesia is a country that is strategically located and has adequate human resources. In addition, the chairman of the Indonesian and Chinese Employers Association, Kiki Bakri, said that the relationship has been increasing in the fields of energy and natural resources. He added that cooperation also extends to education, military, and maritime fields. He revealed that in 2013, former President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono had improved the relation between the two countries into a comprehensive strategic partnership. Thus, the relationship between the two countries entered a new page. The efforts have been enhanced by the current President Joko Widodo, who designed and launched the construction of the 21st Century Maritime Silk Road. According to Kiki Bakri, relations between the two countries is expected to create political stability in Asia and the welfare of the people of both countries. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly Zulkifli Hasan said relations between the two countries has developed in the last 11 years in various fields. This was increasingly evident during the Asian African Conference and the 4 days visit of President of China to Indonesia. It was a great honor and shows how close relations between the two countries. Zulkifli emphasized that the presence of the chairman of the National Committee of the Chinese People's Consultative Conference, Yu Chengsheng, is expected to be a momentum to improve relations between the two countries in order to achieve prosperity for both countries. Well, that was focused today on Indonesia-China strengthening bilateral cooperation. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, here is the headlines from several national newspapers published today, Tuesday, July 28, 2015. Media Indonesia in its headline writes about the drought threatens food and electricity. The drought that continues to engulf the country began to threaten the productivity of food and electricity. Due to the ongoing drought, some areas of crop failure and the supply of raw water to drive turbines in hydroelectric power plant is disturbed. It was recognized by the logistics agency Bulog Public Company. As a result of that condition, Bulog has anticipated low productivity of crops. According to director of Bulog, Jarod Kusumayakti, from October to January, there will be no harvest, so that there need to have stock in the range of 2.5 million tons for the next 5 to 6 months. Yet, despite the ongoing drought, Jarod sure they will be able to achieve the target of rice production forecast figures from the Central Bureau of Statistics. While related to power shortages caused by the drought, Director General of Electricity of the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, Jarman, said some areas are potentially lowering the electric power capacity from hydropower, but it will not be too impact on electricity supply in Jawa Bali because electricity shortages could still be supplied from other plants. Meanwhile, Sindo newspaper writes the rupiah is getting more worse. Rupiah currency continue to pressure against the US dollar as the growing strength of signals from the US Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, to raise interest rates. Some circles reminded the government to immediately improve the economic fundamentals. Economic observers of Institute for Development of Economics and Finance in DEF, Eko Listianto, said the biggest concern related to the weakening of rupiah is the decline in purchasing power. According to him, the weakening of rupiah is actually an opportunity to boost export performance. While the chairman of Perindo Party, Hari Tanusudibyo, said there are three things that should be done by Indonesian government, which is to accelerate the growth of investment in Indonesia, directing bank credit to productive sectors, and lowering interest rates. Kompas Daily in its headline writes politics is getting more stable. Indonesian government began consolidated, and the political conditions, which is increasingly stable, become achievement of Joko Widodo Yusuf Kala in the 9 months of their administration. However, the consolidation of law enforcement agencies is a chore that still must be resolved. The survey result of Research and Development Agency of Kompas in July 2015, noting that the political situation began to stabilize along with increasing public satisfaction with government performance in the field of politics, reaching 71.0%. This achievement is higher than a similar survey conducted in April 2015, but not as high as in January 2015, which reached 73%. Meanwhile, public satisfaction with the performance in the field of law in the amount of 45.9% in July. According to Professor of Constitution Law at the University of Andalas Padang, Saldi Isra, a slight increase in the public perception of the legal issues is natural because Jokowi's performance has not been too visible. That was headline.
Ararai World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. President Joko Widodo visits Singapore for 2 days on July 28th to 29th, scheduled to meet with President Tony Kung Yam and Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong. State Secretary Pratikno said that the president is to have presidential visit and a meeting with businessmen forum as organized by Singapore. Egypt continues its effort to expand cooperation in various fields with Indonesia. It was said by Egyptian ambassador to Indonesia, Bahadur Sawki, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Monday. Meanwhile, Egyptian government wants to establish Egyptian cultural center in Indonesia in order to increase relationships in social and culture. National Development Planning Minister Andrinov Chaniago has said that financing gap is among challenges the Indonesian government in facing to provide adequate infrastructure. Indonesian Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro said that the rupiah exchange rate against the US dollar could remain in a safe position despite ongoing external pressures related to the US Federal Reserve's Fed policy normalization plan. Forest fires and haze disaster are one of the main agenda that was discussed in the meeting held by the Environment and Forestry Ministry and Environment Ministries from several ASEAN member countries. The Jakarta Composite Index at the Indonesian Stock Exchange went down by 23.94 points at the start of Tuesday's trading session, reflective of the trend observed across the global share market. That was News in Brief.
This is Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention 3 tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia.
You still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listener, it is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's Please listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. It is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, as well as art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Bintan, Riau Islands province. So, stay tuned. Listener, Bintan Island in Riau Islands province become a tourist destination that most visited by foreign tourists, especially tourists from Singapore and Malaysia. Because the island has a beautiful nature and its location close to the two countries. Bintan has a lot of beautiful tourist destinations. One of the most visited and famous is Trikora Beach. Its location is in Malang Rapat Village, Gunung Kijang Sub-District, Bintan Island, Riau Islands Province. Trikora Beach has beautiful views. It is one of the popular places for tourists who come with family, even it is called as one of the most beautiful beaches visited by many tourists in Sumatra Island. Trikora Beach is the longest beach in Bintan Island, which is about 25 kilometers. It has sloping beach with column waves. The water is clear and clean. Along the coast is overgrown with coconut trees. At some points, you will find chunks of granite rocks in various shapes and forms that add to the beauty of the beach. If you visit this site, you certainly confused to choose which one is the best beach spot, because all of them have its own characteristics. Therefore, to enjoy all the wonder, you must down to the coastal region from Kamal, Teluk Bakau, up to Malang Rapat Village. Dear listener, at Trikora Beach, you can swim as much you like. You can also play beach volley, beach football, and canoeing. Snorkeling and fishing activities you also can do in the beach. When exploring the Trikora Beach, you can see the fishing villages there. In the village, you can interact with the fishermen or buy their seafood. If you come to the Trikora Beach, it is advisable for island hopping around the beach, because along the Trikora Beach scattered many small islands which very exciting if you are snorkeling or just playing on the beach. You can rent the boats at Fisherman Dock. Trikora Beach can be accessed easily from Tanjung Pinang, capital of Bintan Regency. The distance is about 45 kilometers and takes about 1 hour. From Raja Haji Visabilillah Airport, the beach can also be taken for 1 hour. Many modes of transportation to get there. You can use car, motorcycle, or bus. Almost all coastal areas in Trikora has been managed by local residents, both with simple to world-class facilities, so the beach has been equipped with wooden lodges, restaurants, and 5-star resort. That was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topics Trikora Beach. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is pijat, or in English, massage. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice, you can follow after me. Pijat. Pijat, in English, massage. Menunggu. Menunggu, to wait. Taksi. Taksi, taksi. 15 menit. 15 menit. 15 minutes. Tidak enak badan. Tidak enak badan, unwell. Sakit, sakit, ache or sick. Tiga minggu, 3 weeks. Makanan berlemak, fatty food. Pedas, pedas, hot because of chili. Daging, daging, meat. Nyaman, nyaman, comfortable or nice. Bersih, bersih, clean. Tenang, tenang, quiet. Tidak terlalu mahal, tidak terlalu mahal, not too expensive. Memilih, memilih, to choose. Laki-laki, laki-laki, man or male. Perempuan, perempuan, woman or female. Tempat parkir, parking lot. Luas, luas, spacious. 90 menit, 90 menit, 90 minutes. Segar, segar, fresh. Music. Next is a conversation on pijat, or in English, massage. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Nita and Erna at home. Sedang apa kamu? Sedang apa kamu? In English, what are you doing? Saya sedang menunggu taksi. Saya sedang menunggu taksi. In English, I'm waiting for the taxi. Saya sudah menunggu 15 menit, tapi belum ada taksi. Saya sudah menunggu 15 menit, tapi belum ada taksi. I've been waiting for 15 minutes, but there's no one coming yet. Saya mau ke tempat pijat. Saya mau ke tempat pijat. I'm going to the massage parlor. Apakah kamu bisa antar saya? Apakah kamu bisa antar saya? Can you take me there? Tentu saja bisa. Tentu saja bisa. Of course I can. Saya juga mau pijat. Saya juga mau pijat. I also want to have some massage. Saya juga sedang merasa tidak enak badan. Saya juga sedang merasa tidak enak badan. I also feel unwell. Badan saya sakit semua. Badan saya sakit semua. My body aches all over. Mungkin karena terlalu lelah habis lebaran. Mungkin karena terlalu lelah habis lebaran. Maybe because I'm too tired after lebaran. Kurang lebih 3 minggu tidak ada pembantu. Kurang lebih 3 minggu tidak ada pembantu. It was about 3 weeks without maid. Selain itu, mungkin juga karena banyak makan makanan yang berlemak, pedas, juga terlalu banyak makan daging. Selain itu, mungkin juga karena terlalu banyak makan makanan yang berlemak, pedas, juga terlalu banyak makan daging. Besides, perhaps I ate too much fatty food, chili hot food, and meat. Di tempat pijat, di sana sangat nyaman. Di tempat pijat, di sana sangat nyaman. It's very comfortable at the massage parlor. Tempatnya bersih dan tenang. Tempatnya bersih dan tenang. It's clean and quiet. Juga tidak terlalu mahal. Juga tidak terlalu mahal and not too expensive. Kita bisa memilih yang memijat kita. Kita bisa memilih yang memijat kita. We can choose the masseur. Mau laki-laki atau perempuan? Mau laki-laki atau perempuan? Male or female? Selain itu, tempat parkirnya juga luas. Selain itu, tempat parkirnya juga luas. Besides, the parking lot is also spacious. Apakah tempatnya jauh dari sini? Apakah tempatnya jauh dari sini? Is the location far from here? Berapa lama pijatnya? Berapa lama pijatnya? How long does it take for a massage? Dari sini kira-kira 15 menit. Dari sini kira-kira 15 menit. It's about 15 minutes from here. Pijatnya kira-kira 90 menit. Pijatnya kira-kira 90 menit. The massage lasts for about 90 minutes. Setelah dipijat, badan kita akan merasa segar. Setelah dipijat, badan kita akan terasa segar. After the massage, our body will feel fresh. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Music Corner. Presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello, listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Music Corner, a special program which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present Indah Dewi Pertiwi. Well, listeners, let's listen to a song, Curiga. Happy listening.
Kau salah duga menilaimu kepadaku. Kau membayangkan perbuatanku kepadamu. Kau marah padaku. Risau di hatimu, akankah selalu kau curiga kepadaku? Thank you. tetap saja tak percaya kepadaku. Mengapa begitu? Aku pun tak tahu. Karena cintaku selalu saja kepadamu. Aku selalu sayang, kau selalu saja marah. Kau balas aku dengan sikapmu membenciku. Percayalah kau sayang, semua itu hanya dalam hayalmu, selalu mengganggu di dalam hatimu.
Dear listener, Indah Dewi Pertiwi, an Indonesian singer, was born in Bogor on January 30th, 1991. She became famous when singing the main song entitled Baru Aku Tahu Cinta Itu Apa. Indah began her career in the music world since 2010. Her first album hypnotized the music lovers and has sold more than 1,000 copies. In Idul Fitri 2015, Indah celebrated Idul Fitri with her family and to share fortune to all her nephews. This is the most beautiful moment and happiness in her life. Well, listeners, let's listen to the next song entitled Baru Aku Tahu Cinta Itu Apa. Happy listening.
Ada saat ku mengerti.
Dear listener, in this year, Idul Fitri, Indah gathered with her large family to establish joyful and forgiveness because her busy as a singer and cannot get any time to visit her beloved family members, especially her parents. Nevertheless, it does not mean she doesn't want to spend time with them. Well, to conclude this segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Aku Tak Berdaya and Tentang Aku dan Dia. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.